This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da, ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi, wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih, wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in the verse which I have recited, Allah Ta'ala has spoken about Siddiq. And Allah Ta'ala says, Fear Allah, be truthful and be with the people who are truthful. The word that is used here is siddiq. And normally we translate the word siddiq to mean truthfulness and honesty. Although this particular word of siddiq is much more vast than only truthfulness and honesty in speech. A person who is a sadiq and a siddiq is someone who is not only truthful in his speech, but his entire character is based on truthfulness and righteousness. He is truthful in his speech, he is truthful in his conduct, in his character, in his amal. There is no dichotomy between his speech and his conduct. He is a sadiq and a siddiq. He is the epitome of righteousness. And this aspect of Siddiq is such an important and great attribute that it is only beneath Nubuwwat, even higher than the rank of a shaheed. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ. تو یہ صدق ہمارے شریعت میں سچائی پر بہت زور دیا گیا ہے, سچائی کی ترغیب اور جھوٹ پر وعید. صدق جو ہم نے بیان کیا ہے اس آیت میں, تو اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں آپ سچائی اختیار کرو اور سچے لوگوں کے ساتھ صحبت اختیار کرو. اور یہ صدق اور یہ صدیق یہ بڑے اونچے مقام ہے, یہ نبوت کے بعد مقام ہے. That is why we say ابو بکر صدیق, he was the greatest manifestation of the quality of صدق. He is the greatest quality. So this is the whole aspect. So one aspect of Siddiq, I'm not saying the only aspect, one of the aspects of Siddiq is to be truthful in our speech, not to be deceitful, not to lie, and to speak the truth. And these are such important qualities, my dear respected brothers. Ulama have written, there are three dimensions with regard to Siddiq, three dimensions of truthfulness. And one is to be truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is to be truthful to yourself. And one is to be truthful to others. Three. Ulama ne likha hai amanatdari aur sachai ke mukhtalif pehlu hai. Ek pehlu to ye hai ki hum Allah ta'ala ke saath sachai ikhtiyar kare. That we are truthful to Allah ta'ala. What is the meaning of being truthful to Allah? Inna aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ard والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا. We had given a commitment to Allah that we will follow Allah's commands. So when we have given a commitment to Allah, we have to be truthful to Allah with regard to that commitment by obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ہم نے اللہ تعالیٰ کو وعدہ دیا ہے کہ ہم اللہ تعالیٰ کی تابعداری کریں گے, تو یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی تابعداری اللہ تعالیٰ کے ساتھ سچائی ہے. The truthfulness is that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of truthfulness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important aspect of being truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Uhud, Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. This Mus'ab, who was such a great sahabi, who was in Makkah, used to wear two pairs of clothes in one day. Such, you know, such, In such great luxury he brought up. And then at the time of Uhud, when he passed away, his kafan was such, when they covered the head, his leg became uncovered. They covered the leg, the head became uncovered. Nabi Akram said, cover his head, leave the legs, and put and cover it with leaves. And then when Nabi Akram buried him, Nabi Akram recited this ayat, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Sadaqu, again the word sit. Amongst the believers there are those who have fulfilled their commitment and have been truthful to Allah. The second type of honesty is to be honest with yourself. Apne saath sachchai. Now what is the meaning of being truthful to yourself? As Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, evaluate yourself before Allah evaluates you. Allah Ta'ala sab usse pehle ki Allah Ta'ala ka imtihan le, aap apne imtihan le lo. So that is the meaning, be truthful to yourself. Roza mein yehi hota hai. In Roza, you are truthful to yourself. There is no way that 12 hours or 13 hours or 14 hours, always someone is going to be with you, whether you are eating or drinking. You are truthful to yourself. I will not eat because I've got Roza. This is one example of being truthful to yourself. But the greatest manifestation of truth and the need for truth is when we interact with people. Kyunki sabse zyada zarurat sachchai ki wahi pe hota hai jab hum logon ke sath len den karte hain, logon ke sath baatcheet. Now this is such an important part, honesty with people. Honesty is an extremely important and desirable quality. No attribute can guarantee social stability and confidence amongst people like honesty. It is therefore considered one of the most important attributes in which healthy societies are built. Through it, right is established. Through it, the people's conducts and dealings become correct, and people have confidence in one another. My dear, I can't overemphasize this aspect of truth. When we have truth, people have confidence in one another. When there is truth, people, when they do business with confidence and they do business with honesty. It stabilizes the entire community. No other quality stabilizes and brings confidence amongst people like truth. Ye sabse hum sachchai aur sachchai wo shiar hai jisse hum muashare mein e'timad اور یکجہتی کی بنیاد ہم ڈالتے ہیں. یہ سب سے اہم خصلت یہی ہے کہ لوگوں کے درمیان اور لوگوں کے درمیان اعتبار اور اعتماد ہو. کس کی وجہ سے؟ سچائی کی وجہ سے. Only through the means of honesty do we bring confidence amongst people. It is a tragedy, my dear respected brothers, if there is no truth. People can't. Then people's affairs become confused. So therefore, it is such an important part. It is the basis of goodness. Taqwa ki shiar hai. Sachchai taqwa ki asas hai. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya kaha? Alaykum bis sidq fa inna sidq yahdi ila al birr wa inna al birra yahdi ila al jannah. I'm telling you to be truthful, because truthful leads to goodness and righteousness. Righteousness leads to jannah. Kaise ajeeb baat hai. What a great thing. Being truthful, not only is it good, it leads you to do righteous deeds in other spheres of life. And that leads towards Jannat. Alaykum bis sidq fa inna sidqa yunji. Alaykum bis sidq fa inna sidqa yunji wal kidhba yuhyi. So the first point is, truthfulness leads you towards goodness in other spheres, which in turn leads you towards Jannah. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, we read, many a times we read in the khutbah, Alaykum bis sidq fa inna sidqa yunji. We tell you to be truthful, because truthfulness will save you and lies will destroy you. Sachchai se aadmi bach jata hai. Sachchai se aadmi ki hifazat hota hai. Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik ke jo ne waqia maine chand hafte pehle maine bayan ki, uske upar maine ishara kiya. On the incident of Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that I related this incident, and he said after the battle of Tabuk, Nabi Karim Sallallahu came back and asked, because it was compulsory, it was like a sign of iman to go to Tabuk. So Ka'b bin Malik said, I have no excuse. He said, the munafiqs came and they gave different excuses. They lied. He said, I went to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, I can lie in front of you. I can make an excuse. But I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you the truth, Ya Rasulullah. I'm going to tell you the truth, Ya Rasulullah. Because of that truth, for 40 or 50 days, there was a social boycott upon him. But afterwards, Allah Ta'ala revealed an ayat for him. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. Allah Ta'ala forgave him. Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik, many years after that, used to say, I have understood that truthfulness saves you. And this is my experience. Mere tajruba yehi hai ke sachai ki wajah se Allah Ta'ala ne meri hifazat ki. I could have spoken lies in front of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but I spoke the truth. And Allah Ta'ala saved me. Allah Ta'ala revealed an ayat for me. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. So my dear respected brothers, this is very important. Now just as truthfulness is emphasized, lying is one of the greatest evils. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Islam has greatly warned us with regard to it. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sach bolo chahe wo karwa hi kyun na ho. Speak the truth even if it is bitter. And with regard to khiyanat, and with regard to lies and dishonesty and deceit, Ya Allah, what can I say? One of the greatest harms, one of the greatest, you know, guna and sins you can ever get. It is lying. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a person lies, because of the odor that comes out of his mouth, even the angels go away 1 mile. 1 mile chala jata. They run away from him. 1 mile they go away from him because he spoke a lie. We can't see. We can only, if someone doesn't brush his teeth, we can see. If a person speaks lies, we don't know how to make it out. But the angels are very, very sensitive. They are perceptive. When you lie, they go away from you. So this is the reality, my. And lying, it's not only wrong in itself, it leads to other matters with regard. So I'll just give you two harms of lies. One, it confuses the affairs of people. Jiski wajah se log ek dusre ke upar ehtemad nahi karte. When you lie, and lying becomes common in the marketplace, log kaise bharose karenge ek dusre ke saath? How will they be able to relate with one another? How are they going to do dealings? How are they going to trust one another? Ya Allah. One of the greatest tragedies. And that is why today people don't trust one another. Brothers don't trust one another. Children don't trust their parents. Because lying has become common. And the other thing is, lying is not only bad in itself, it leads to other guna. Therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Iyakum wal-kidh, fa'innal kidhba yahdil al-fujur, wa'innal fujura yahdil al-jahannam. O kama qala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Stay away from lying, it leads to evil, and evil leads to Jahannam. Ulama have written that when other attributes only impact upon one aspect of your character, but dishonesty impacts on your entire character. Jhoot se, dusre burai se, insan ki ek shaksiyat ki ek pehlu majru ho jati hai. Lekin jhoot se pure kirdar insan ka majru ho jata hai. His entire character becomes tainted when he lies. When he lies, he can do anything that is wrong. Therefore, Safwan bin Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala one day came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I related this many a times. Ayakulu al-mu'minu jabbanan, ya Rasulullah, can a mu'min be a coward? Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yes, he can be. He's not a good quality, but a mu'min is a human being. Sometimes he can be a coward. Ayakulu al-mu'minu bakhilan, ya Rasulullah, can a mu'min be a bakhil? Can he be a miser? Can he be stingy? Yes, he can be stingy. Ayakunul mu'minu kadhaban, can he be a liar? He can't be a liar. Jhoot nahi bol sakta. Dusre cheeze ho sakta hai kamzori ki wajah se, kamzori ke baith, lekin jhoot nahi bolega. Mu'min kabhi jhoot nahi bol sakta. Now there are many aspects with regard to lies and dishonesty. The greatest dishonesty is to lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ki taraf jhoot mansoob karna sabse jo hai bura hai. The greatest form of dishonesty, innal ladina yaftaruna ala allahi al-kadhib la yuflihun. The one who falsely attributes something to Allah, he will never ever be successful. Man kadhiba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa' maqadahu minan nar. He who falsely attributes something to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he must prepare his abode in the fire of Jahannam. So such the greatest lie is to lie to all men. Main kabhi sochta hu ki kya aise hota hai, a person speaks and he's speaking amongst his friends. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha hai, aapko kaise pata ki Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha hai? Do you have any truth? Do you have any proof, any evidence? Bas aise kya diya, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ye kaha hai. Uske liye you have to have evidence. I'm not saying you can't say. Our brothers in Tabligh, they make mention of many ahadith and they make mention of, and what they say, humne apne baro se suna. We have heard from our elders that this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and they relate sometimes correctly also. So you must say, but you have to be careful that you know what you are saying. Don't just refer something to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam when you don't know, because it's the greatest guna. But and there are many other aspects. Khiyanat aur joom tamam burayo ki jar hai, isliye shariat ne is par bahut waeed sunayi hai. Jhoot bure amal tak aur bure amal jahannam tak lekar jate hain. And ulama ne likha hai ke that the sabse bada jhoot ye hai ki Allah taala ki taraf jhoot ko nisbat kare. Now there are many aspects with regard to lies. I'm not going to go much into details, just one or two aspects. One of the aspects that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, that don't even lie to children. In fact, in front of children you have to be very careful. Children grow up with what they see. If you're going to lie to children, they are going to grow up with that quality. So Abdullah ibn Amir radiallahu anhu says, my mother, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in our house, called me to give me something. And she hid it like this. She said, come, I'm giving you something. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the mother, do you really have something to give him, or you are just enticing him? So she said, no, I got something to give him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fortunate. Otherwise Allah would have written a lie for you. Bachcho ke saath aise baat karna ki main aapko dena chahta hu koi aur fir aap na de, ye bhi jhoot mein shamil hai. That is also a lie. And that is such a big lie, because you are making it to children that they can, it's acceptable. This is not acceptable. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion said, kaburat khiyanatan. This is so amazing. Kaburat khiyanatan. One of the greatest forms of dishonesty is you tell someone a lie and he trusts you. You take advantage of his trust in you and you tell him a lie. Aadmi aapke paas aata hai, wo aapke upar aitmaad karta hai, aap us aitmaad ke galat fayda utha kar usse jhoot bolta hai. Nabi Akram sahab ne sabse badi jo hai na wo khianat hai. And one of the greatest aspects with regard to honesty comes into play where? It comes into play in our business dealings. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has so greatly emphasized honesty in our business dealings. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three people Allah won't speak to on the day of Qiyamah. I don't have the time. One of them is a person who sells his merchandise with lies. Jhoot se apne maal ko bechta hai. Allah Ta'ala uski taraf dekha bhi hai. Dekhenge bhi nahi. Qiyamah ke liye. You won't even speak to him, won't even see him. And hadith mein ajeeb ek hadith hai, jisko main wo sunakar, then I will just give you one, two very interesting incidents. That Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala says, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna atyabal kasbi kasbu tujjar, aw kama qal, alladhina idha haddathu lam yakdhibu. The best sustenance is the sustenance of the businessman. But which businessman? When he speaks, he don't speak lies. وَإِذَا اَعْتُمِنُوا لَمْ يَقُونُوا. When he makes a promise, he don't go against his promise. And when he makes a trust, then he fulfill his trust. When he makes a promise, he don't go against his promise. وَإِذَا اشْتَرَوْا لَمْ يَدُمُّوا. When he buys something for something, he don't take out faults in that person's merchandise. There's a flaw in that man. Give me a discount. When he buys, he don't take out faults. When he sells, he doesn't overpraise his merchandise. When he demands from others, when he gives people and people are owing him, he is lenient. Yeah? When people are owing him, he is lenient. And when he is owing people, he is on time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person's risk is the best of risk. We will try and do that, my dear. All those who are business people, you must try and bring this. What beautiful qualities Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just two incidents. Heraclius, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote a letter to Heraclius. Or usme, so Heraclius wanted to know, so he called Abu Sufyan. So he said, who is this person? To Abu Sufyan se poocha, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki kya khaslat hai? To Abu Sufyan said, wo kabhi khiyanat nahi karta, jhoot nahi bolta. The Nabi of Allah never speaks lies and he never deceives people. So Heraclius ne kya kaha? Heraclius ne kya kaha? What did he say? A person who does not lie with reference to people, how will he lie about Allah? Jo dusre ke sath jhoot nahi bolega, to Allah Taala ki taraf kaise wo jhoot ko jo hai wo nisbat karega? And one ajeeb waqia, this I just heard it this morning. It is such a difficult issue. I would take 1 or 2 minutes extra. Umar radiallahu anhu ke zamane mein ek nojawan ko ghasit kar laye log jo hai na do aadmi Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu ke samne. They brought one small youngster in front of Umar radiallahu anhu. They said, Umar, bring justice. He killed our father. Unhone hamare baap ko qatl kiya. To Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, did you do it? He said, yes. Lekin ghalti se. This person, this father, he wounded my camel upon which my wrist was dependent upon, and I out of anger took a stone and threw it to him. It hit him on his head and he died. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, he asked the two youngsters, do you make him maaf? Because in Islam, retribution and qatl and qisas is not the right of the government, is the right of the family who has lost a near and dear one. Aap maaf karte ho? Kehna kar nahi maaf karte. Qisas jari karo. Qisas jari karo. So they said, okay, qisas. So he asked Nabi Akram, Ya Rasulullah, I got a smaller brother. Unki ek amanat hai hamare walidain ki taraf se. Then I got a trust. I got to give him because my parents gave me something. He doesn't know where it is. I got to go and give it to him. Then I got to come back. 3 din ke mohlat mujhe di hai. Give me 3 days time. Umar said, 3 days time? How am I going to give you 3 days time? Give a guarantee. Who bears testimony that you will come back in 3 days? So he looked in the gathering, he couldn't find anyone, he didn't know anyone. So in that gathering, Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu anhu got up, Ya Rasulullah, I give guarantee he will come back in 3 days. You know what's the meaning of the guarantee? If he doesn't come back in 3 days, Abu Zar is going to be killed. So in 3 days time, the third day, the whole Medina is talking about it. Kya hoga? He gave guarantee, what is going to happen? And they came to him, Abu Zar, come in the presence of Umar. We are angry, our father got killed. You are going to be killed in retaliation because you gave guarantee. So Abu Zar radiallahu anhu said, wait till Maghrib. 3 days doesn't finish till Maghrib time. After Asr, then a whole community is sitting. What's going to happen? Kya hoga? And this person comes running. And he comes on time. Umar asked him, why did you come? You could have gone away, no one would have asked you, Abu Zar would have been killed in your place. Because Umar, he gave the guarantee. So he said, no. If I wouldn't have come, people would have said, Muslim talks lies. How could I go against my word? Mufti Mehmood, I was reading today, Mufti Rafi Usmani, he said, jab hum bachche the, to ghair Muslim kaha karte the, Musliman hokar tu jhoot bolta hai. They used to taunt the small children. Honesty was such an important part of our attribute. The log kehte the, Musliman hokar tu jhoot bolta hai. You are Muslim and you talk lies. Today, look at how common it has become. Ya Allah, aren't we ashamed of ourselves? So this person said, no, I have to come. So he asked Abu Zar, how did you give guarantee when you don't know the person? He said, I saw a Muslim in difficulty. I saw no one was there to help him, so I helped him. I used to guarantee for him. Those two youngsters, they said, if that is the quality of the Sahaba, we have also forgiven the blood of our parents. To hear her, Joanna, to be honest, honesty and truth. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Thank you.